Since Dinu's letters, of which far fewer have survived, were not to be included in the book, part of my job as editor was to create an introduction in which I would try to bring the Parsi lady to life. There was not much information to draw on from Banti's memoirs, but he told me a little more about her, and soon I could envisage the two of them sitting in her flat in Marine Drive, in her room with its air plants and books, and the Buddha images, and behind that room, the school. Dinu had opened a Montessori school, only the second to be established in Bombay. I wondered what else had featured in her life. Banti told me what he knew, but there were quite a few gaps, and as my interest increased, my enthusiasm grew for trying to make those gaps good, and I engaged in some intensive detective work via the internet, contacting people in India, England, and Amsterdam, which eventually furnished me with a little more information. It enabled me to establish, for instance, that almost certainly Dinu had attended a course run by Madame Montessori herself in London in 1933, at a place, curiously enough, on Rosslyn Hill in northwest London, one of very few London streets well known to me, as my grandmother had lived there and I'd often visited. Also, rather curiously, just down the road from where, 31 years later, after Dinu was there, Banti would base himself at the Hampstead Buddhist Vihara. Such detective work was indeed rather exciting, and one of the most interesting developments came as a result of researching for more information about the Kazini of Chakum, a familiar figure to readers of Precious Teachers, about whom I needed to write a footnote. I came across the website of the Kazini's granddaughter, Claire Jordan, who was researching family history, and was able to put Claire in touch with Banti. The two, in their turn, entered into a correspondence about that intriguing lady, Elisa Maria, originally known as Ethel Maud, who was born in Scotland and whose colourful life took in several exotic locations. She had lived in Kalimpong at the same time Banti was there and saw herself as one of his disciples. The footnote about the Kazini expanded eventually into a whole section of the introduction, but it began as one of many footnotes that I composed based on information Banti supplied or taken from his memoirs or other sources. Over many sessions, Banti and I would sit in his study with the digital recording equipment between us. I would read to him the letters he had written to Dinu all those years ago, and where there were references to people or places or events that might need some explanation, Banti would offer a few words, and sometimes more than a few words, elucidating and expanding, not only on the immediate reference, but sometimes with other information as well, which I later tried to weave into the introduction and an appendix. In this way, I came to write notes about Dr. Konza, Marco Pallis, Kachi Rinpoche, the Dalai Lama, and so on.